Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Elena Kagan could be contentious. Republican senators say they intend to take a long, hard look at President Obama's choice to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. But so far, there hasn't been any sign of all-out Senate GOP opposition. Kagan spent 6 years as dean at the Harvard Law School. WBUR's Fred Tice was on campus yesterday, right after President Obama announced her nomination. Fred reports that former students praise her teaching, but have mixed reactions to the way she ran the law school.
Katie Durek graduated from Harvard Law School last year. She works for a law firm in Washington, D.C. now. Durek took Elena Kagan's class in administrative law and says Kagan had only one requirement, and that was that students come to class prepared. 2 months into the class, Kagan had yet to call on Durek, so she knew her number was coming up.
All of my friends were going out, and I was just totally on the fence of whether or not to go celebrate Halloween, and I couldn't decide what to do. And I just had this feeling that the next morning at 8 a.m. I would be called on. So much to my chagrin, I stayed in that night and read the case over and over. And sure enough, the next morning, 8 a.m., I heard the fateful words, "Miss Durek," and I knew that I had made the right decision.
One of Durek's classmates has made the decision to run as a Republican candidate for Congress in Skokie, Illinois.
But if Washington taxes our future away, then we'll throw you all out on Election Day.
These days, Joel Pollack is singing the ballad of the Tea Party. At Harvard Law School, he often spoke with Kagan. He disagreed with her decision to send emails to the school community when the military appeared on campus to recruit. The emails gave voice to her distress over the military's "don't ask, don't tell" policy. Pollack says there were law firms being sued by their employees for discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation who were recruiting at the law school.
And yet I didn't get alerts when these private law firms showed up on campus. We only got alerts when the military showed up on campus. And so I thought it was unfair to the military and that the campus should have been more welcoming. And she disagreed, but we disagreed very cordially. And although I disagreed with her, I found her very open to alternative points of view.
Kagan was committed to making students feel like Harvard was a friendly place. She brought in an ice skating rink, free coffee and hot chocolate, happy hour. She pushed for financial support for students who wanted to go into public service. Diane Lucas, now a New York lawyer, welcomed these changes, but she was not so happy with Kagan's reaction to the Harvard Law School parody. It's a skit in which students roast other students.
It was blatantly sexist and racist. They depicted a number of women of color in the play, and one woman who is African-American, very intelligent, very well-spoken, they depicted her as being a ghetto girl from the hood, and they made her talk in Ebonics and made it so you could hardly understand what she was saying.
Lucas says another African-American woman was depicted as promiscuous, and a Latino woman, who in reality spoke English with an American accent, was depicted as speaking no English. She says several students walked out, but Lucas says when she and other students asked Kagan to issue a formal apology, set up diversity training, and hire a diversity director, Kagan said no. Kagan defended the parody as students' freedom of speech. Lucas concludes that Kagan shirked her responsibility to make Harvard Law School a more racially sensitive place. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.